Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch, an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, politics, bringing almost 50 years of experience to those subjects and more. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning to you. Amen, brother and sister, on your Tiger Woods comments. Appreciate it. And with a little history, let's move on back to more Ted Brown, more William B. Williams.
There you go.
Those were the days.
They were all friends of my father's, and like I said, I used to stay up in the summertime listening to Long John Neville on WOR.
There you go.
And my father would constantly
remember Rambling with Gambler.
Yeah.
I can remember one night. I don't know what time it was. Early, obviously. The kids were at the table with me having dinner. I was listening to Ted Brown. I called in. He took my call.
That's right.
That used to be
Ted. He became an instant hero. You know, I've never done that since. I guess I was too excited with it.
But anyway, it's a time gone by. But it's a
yes,
time.
Yes, it is. It was a beautiful time.
It's a time you
But
could,
we're going to get back there in a different fashion.
Sooner or later.
We're
going to
get back there in a different fashion.
Sooner or later.
You've got to keep that positive attitude, the faith, the integrity of who we are. Listen, we got a lot here today, so let's start right with the markets, the stock market. Real highlight today, the Federal Reserve, who basically dictates our money policy, came out and said, well, the stock market does look a little bit high. And more importantly, something which I focused on that, but I focused a lot on debt. The debt that we have in this country is incredible in terms of the federal government, consumer debt. Corporate debt is relatively manageable for high-grade corporations. But this is going to compound the fact that earnings are going to slow down in the second quarter, and that as people realize, the general person, that they've not gotten a tax cut, people are going to get more conservative in their spending, and businesses have already gotten somewhat conservative in their spending, considering their much lower tax rate and all of the money they get in from their tax breaks.
And they're buying back their stock.
Pardon me?
They're buying back their stock nowadays.
They're buying back their stock, which, you know, it's really, how can I say this? Well, they're buying back their stocks at too high a level versus history and versus where the purchase is value. Now, you can buy the stock back, and that means there are less shares outstanding, which means the earnings go up by that particular factor, which should help the stock further. But it's like being on the top of a mountain. There's no way up anymore on that mountain because there's no more room to grow. And that's what's happening in the economy. But it is incredible, incredible, folks, waste of assets, capital, when we give back a million and a half trillion in tax breaks to the wealthy and corporate interest, when indeed, as was posed by Nancy Pelosi and Trump and Schumer, they're posing $2 trillion for infrastructure. Well, you had that in a shake of a lamb's tail if you didn't cut those taxes. Now we're not going to get it, because currently the bond deficit for the government is $22 trillion, and it will soon be $23, $24, $25. We're on dangerous turf in terms of the stock market. It's at a relatively high on price-earnings basis. It's very definitely a high on the psychology of what's creeping into the economy and into earnings. Now this gets me to the bugaboo that is been ailing us in the economy, and it's going to really hurt if the U.S. continues its very, very ridiculous policy of tariffs. Tariffs that the U.S. imposes on China, for instance, you know who pays those tariffs? Please listen closely. The people who pay the tariffs on the Chinese goods coming into this country are not the Chinese. Those tariffs are paid by the U.S., United States, corporations who turn it over to the Treasury. This depletes some of their capital, hurts their earnings. Sometimes these prices get passed on to consumers. Mostly not, because corporations need revenues to thrive. And when you move up prices on a product, any given product, unless it's in tremendous robust demand, you run the risk that people will stop buying the product. So this administration has got us in a huge quagmire. We're doing the negative, raising tariffs, cutting taxes on those who don't need it, offending our allies and our enemies, our allies throughout the world. So it would seem to me stocks are very overvalued, and particularly yesterday, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to admit to a co-manager of mine that, you know, let's slow down on the short-term bond purchases. You know, somewhere along the line, this president is going to so alienate foreigners that they're going to be again to say, well, maybe we shouldn't buy so much U.S. government debt. Donald Trump is the guy who said he wants to buy bonds, U.S. bonds, at a discount. That was said about a year and a half ago or more. Folks, that does not help confidence in bonds issued by the U.S. And now it's time to come full circle. Donald Trump has never been a successful businessman. He's been a cheat. He's been a fraud. He's bankrupted 5-6 companies. He screwed all kinds of individual contractors. He has lied and bribed, taken money from the Russians and the Chinese and anybody else who would give it to him when the commercial banks wouldn't. This is the man who is telling the Federal Reserve what to do. This is the man who is yelling and screaming irrational economic policies. This is the man who does not know how to make a deal. So if you voted for Donald Trump, God bless you. I hope you can get through the next year or whatever it is in fine fettle. But be prepared for some rocky, rocky roads.
Well, you know, the best explanation I heard on tariffs was done months ago, and I forget who it was. When Donald Trump first proposed the tariffs, the speaker, and I think it was on, believe it or not, Bill Maher's show, said following: Don't use the word tariffs. Use the word tax. Because a tariff is a tax.
Amen.
The Chinese don't pay the tax. The business pays the tax. Sometimes the tax gets funneled along to the consumer. Sometimes the business tries to eat the tax as long as they can. But think of tariffs as a tax.
Why wouldn't you?
Because a lot of people don't. They think of tariffs as being a penalty against the country that they're placed on. Because, I hate to say this, because a lot of Americans are stupid. They think.
Well, you mercifully led right to my point, which is if we could have a little more of an education, if you will, not an education like serious, but just, hey, a tariff is a tax, a little bit from the media instead of this breathless, you know, whatever it is a, whatever side you're on, whatever it is, a disaster. A little more explanation and exposition might go a very long way. Yeah, you may sell fewer, get fewer eyeballs, but it will go a very long way to creating some sort of intelligent discourse so that in 546 days, when you get a chance to vote, you'll know what you're voting for.
But the whole thing about Jim and Jill and listeners out there about tariffs and taxes and things like deals, you know, the cat is out of the bag. The barn door is open. The horses are out of the barn. They're not coming back in. The global economy is established, and to be successful, we have to be a part of that global economy. The way you become a part of that global economy is when you make global deals, business deals, tax plans, anything that. If they're not working out properly, you adjust them. You have the power of a country that has a good economy, and you have that power to adjust those deals when it's time to adjust them. But you can't just throw around tariffs and say we're gonna throw another $200 million in increased tariffs. That is so poorly done in so many different ways, it's inconceivable to talk about.
Well said. And Jill was getting onto it in that people need to pay attention, learn, go to different sources for their information.
Jim?
And just let me finish right. this one point. In terms of, I heard the word that possibly we're not as smart as we should be as citizens. Leave that alone for a minute. Just understand that the man in the White House has disrespected everybody, no matter what party they're in, by his pitching lies, by his saying, oh, I'm the strong man, I know what to do. People have been disrespected, okay? When someone says, I've got the biggest brain, yeah, sometimes people laugh at that, but folks, this is the president. This is the president of the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world. I grew up with a reverence for the office, not the individual and not the personality, because of what it represented. This is being disrespected by the current person in the office. Please, please get other sources of information. To be frank with you, you know where I come from. You know my policies, my politics. I have been deliberately going to Fox News and watching X amount of shows, not necessarily just Wallace, who's great, but other people, to understand where the people in this country are now who've been so locked into the current person in the White House. And why have I done it? I've done it to try and raise my knowledge and understanding of what's going on. I empathize with people who were left behind in 2008. It was criminal. If we had put some of these bankers in jail, we wouldn't have the demoralization that took place over the next 10 years. Unfortunately, we didn't. So individuals who feel weighted down by that must overcome that. You can beat it. You can overcome it. You can thrive again. But you can't thrive by being negative. You can't thrive by going into the againstness that the current head of the Republican Party or the Republican Party is advocating. And lastly, the Republicans have denied their presence as representatives of the American people and the values of the American democracy. Please start learning about that as you go forward, as Jill was saying about the coming elections, because what's very pertinent, this stuff, you say, oh, it's not going to be for a while. You got to learn, digest, change your ideas, move around, get more information. That takes time. You're working hard. You're doing things. Anyhow, go ahead, Jill. Sorry.
What I was going to say is that, sadly, people don't know what they don't know, so they don't know where to go to find out about it. And I thought that would, that's guidance that's necessary. The problem with turning it into just a constant political barrage is we can go to the other side completely. You know, I was listening to All Things Considered on our station yesterday, and the explanation that they were giving for the situation in China, et cetera, was, so stupid. That I'm thinking, gosh, people are sitting here listening to it, nodding, going, oh, yes, of course, that's what's going on. And it isn't at all. It just isn't. But because it's coming from another side of the political spectrum, it must be true. And so what I'm plumping for is some genuine knowledge, not something that is slanted based on the way that you are wanted to vote by whichever outlet you are, utilizing. And that's where I think we've got a pretty big problem.
A friend of mine, I read some notes of his today, and he posed He posed an interesting question. As you go through life, you should ask yourself, what is it I don't know? And that wasn't so much about politics. It was about everyday living, getting up, eating well, exercising, working hard, educating yourself, things of that nature. However, the remedy is very simple in attempting to solve what you don't know. And that's the act of introspection. That's the act of taking 5-10 minutes a day, maybe 3 minutes, but on a regular basis, to just go quiet in yourself, become into greater awareness, go into that being which is you and not the outside world. Go into that being that doesn't always need to be satisfied by turning the channel or having another piece of cake. And if you can do that every day, 3-5 minutes, maybe you extend it, maybe you move it around, but just focus and put the question, what is it? What is it I don't know? And what is it I need to know to live my life in a better, happier way? That's very simple, folks. Not easy to do, because it's hard sometimes for us to concentrate on the fact that we have an inner being that we really don't give enough credit to. So I would humbly, and hopefully suggest to you that you might work at that. In this particular time, in this particular country, at this particular moment, we need to support ourselves, and we need to remember we are independent of outside things. Yes, they impact us in various ways. We are independent. We can change. We can move. We can change the channel. We can read a book instead of the internet. So I truly hope for all of us, because all of us need to get into a better reference point, a reference point of what works for us as individuals, not what party, not what song or dance, but just what is it that works for us.
You know, I look at the broad outlook on what's going on in our economy, and the thing that scares me, and I have a lot of friends that are local farmers, and what is going on with this country and agriculture is a crisis. First of all, big agricultural companies have basically taken over and control the market. But now those big agricultural companies and all those big farms that are in the middle of this country are in the worst shape they've ever been in, because of what? Because of the tariffs. These are the companies that keep our trade balance from really being out of whack. If it wasn't for what we do with our agriculture and what we ship to the rest of the world, our economy, the trade balance would be just devastatingly bad. This is a segment of our society that somehow we've got to protect. And there was something that came out yesterday, 2 days ago, with Bernie Sanders speaking in Iowa that I was shocked. And that is shocked with. And if you own, I never knew this, if you own a John Deere tractor, one of those major big John Deere tractors.
Right.
Farmers can only get it serviced and fixed through John Deere. They can't navigate out and do it at any other cheaper. Like if we own a Ford car and something goes wrong with a Ford or a Chevy or a Subaru, you're not locked into your dealer. You're not locked into your dealer. Your warranty, as long as you can keep your warranty up with any dealer you want. Farmers have got to be able to do that. I mean, this is a segment of our, and I only have a minute left, so I'll shut up. This is a segment of our economy that we can't afford to do what we're doing to it right now.
Amen. As we can't afford to allow the drug companies continue raising prices, just making more profit, and causing more cost to individual people. We've got to get out of this corporate mentality of the profit is the only thing. Yes, profit is very important. It makes the world hum, but it's not the only thing. And we've got to get back to taking care of our overall population because, frankly, folks, that's the biggest boon to any economy. A populace that's healthy, happy, working hard, spending. Anyhow, I hope this, whatever we've said, has been helpful. I really wish all of us the best as we go through the next weeks, months. We will get through. We have to hold on to our institutions at the government level. But most importantly, back to Jill, we have to learn what we don't know. Cogitate on it, think about it, and then figure out your plan in terms of who you're voting for.
All right, Jim.
Have a very good day and good week. God bless. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.